Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The new AP poll is out. Georgia comes in at number three. Some people thought, Hugh, that Georgia might lead Clemson into the number two spot. And I just want everybody to know this. It doesn't matter a whit, really, whether Georgia's two or three. It matters not. The only thing that ever matters anymore is who's four and who's five. And in this case, Ohio State is four and Oklahoma's five. That's all that matters. The one through four, who cares? You're in the playoffs, and you're going to be playing at a neutral site. So doesn't matter. And at the moment, Georgia is number three. What a week for Georgia. They go to South Carolina. I had a sneaky suspicion when we were picking the game on Friday. I said, Georgia going to go in there and clock them. I thought Georgia was going to work South Carolina. I wasn't wrong. And that's not me punting on me. It's just this is what I think of the Georgia Bulldogs. I think that Kirby Smart, I said, they go in and win this game. Who's going to beat Georgia? They may have clear path to 12-0. Unless they do it to themselves, because this is what it sounded like from all the weapons, and it started with one DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, into the play. That's going to be 15 more yards. Great block by Riley Ridley right there, number eight, to really spring it. And Hardeman, probably the fastest player for this Georgia football team. He showed his speed right there.
There's a 17. DeAndre Swift trying to get to the edge. He got there, and he's going for the touchdown. 17 yards, and Georgia scores again.
Yeah, that was Brad Nessler on CBS, of course, as the Dogs jumped on top of Carolina. Carolina sort of kind of crept back in at 14-7, and then after that, it was over again. Boy, did Georgia play well on both sides of the ball in this 41-17 beatdown of South Carolina. Probably the most anticipated South Carolina home game in a long time, and they went into that environment and did that. Unbelievable. I mean, they really played great.
Yeah, there was no question about it. The first half was a little bit, you know, up in air. But what I really liked about that, you know, I think Deebo Samuels was the one that was talking all that trash going into the week, talking about, you know, how they were going to handle their business against Georgia. DeAndre Baker did a great job against him. That whole defense played well. That whole defense played well. But the one question I would have had about South Carolina's game plan is, why did they come out? They didn't even try to run the ball for about four or five plays immediately. They were just trying to establish the pass.
Yeah, Deebo Samuel in the game, right?
They were trying to establish the pass all of a sudden. And I was like, wow. Normally, when you go into a game of that magnitude, you want to try to get, you know, everybody and their mother tries to establish the running game. Mm-hmm. You know, and I understand that sometimes you get into your first 15 and you want to do something cute. But for a long time in that first half, they were trying to force the passing game. They weren't even they didn't even get to the run game. So it was like – it was kind of one-dimensional in the first half.
How fortunate – no Georgia fans want to talk about how fortunate that ball that was dropped at the one wasn't recovered.
Oh, the Georgia defender picked it back up. Yeah, that interception, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but kids, you know, you get excited.
You see that every year, right? And yeah. Somebody drops one at the one. I don't get this. Hand the ball to the official. You know, just preach it. You know, whenever you score, hand the ball to the official.
I'm pretty sure Kirby Smart jumped all over him for that. Man. But I tell you what, man, and then to see the reaction after the game, Paul Feinbaum, everybody's gushing. Although, with Georgia, this is a watershed moment for Georgia because, you know, South Carolina. I'm like, dude, there's still a lot of football left. We played great game, though, and from what everybody was talking about, this was by far their toughest test on this week's schedule. So, yeah. They got a good chance of going on the field.
Yeah, well, you got Middle Tennessee next. All right, let's hear from Georgia. Jake Fromm talking after the game. As good, isn't it? I find this interesting. As good as Justin Fields is, and he is good. Boy, you know what? Jake Fromm has got some kind of different special in him. And I'm saying all this, guys and gals, I got to tell you, I'm not a Georgia fan, okay? I'm just impressed with what they do. And this kid impresses me because a lot of quarterbacks might have folded under the pressure of the guy as good as, because Justin Fields has a chance to be a special player. And Jake Fromm says, my team. And he talked about preparing right.
A lot of hard work went into it. Man, we really took care of business in preparation and in practice leading up to this one. We went really hard during team run this week, and it paid off for us.
You know, one of the guys that I'm happiest for Georgia at the moment is Elijah Holyfield. Here's a guy that had to kind of toil in anonymity. Evander's kid could have gone to a lot of different places. He's good enough to have started at virtually 100 different college teams, you know, major college teams. He's that good. And he sat on the bench and sat on the bench, and nobody really paid him much mind. Then they went out and got Zeus, and, of course, Zeus got injured. But if Zeus hadn't, Zamir White might be running up and down the field. Now if Elijah gets his chance, boy, did he take advantage of it.
It just gives us more confidence to know, to believe in what we're doing and continue to work as hard as we have worked. So it just gives us a lot of confidence moving forward.
And then one from Kirby Smart. Listen to what Coach said after the game. This is typical Kirby.
I know you guys are going to write, this is a great win. It is a great win. But at the end of the day, we have to get better. We made too many bonehead mistakes that when we play a better team, that we will struggle. And that's the goal for us, is to continue to get better.
Yeah, when we play a better team, we will struggle.
Yeah, that was kind of a little bit of a shot. Ouch. But you ain't got to see him. You ain't got to see him for a while. That was a shot. But no, he's right, though, John. Ouch. You know what? The one thing about football and football players is this, is that no matter what you do, we are conditioned to think that there's always a better. It's always something that you can do better. That's just kind of how you go through life. I mean, you kind and they kind of like it. It's a part of your everyday life. Hey, you know what? You did a good job, but that's kind of how you operate. So you're always looking to be better at something that you do, because you go into a meeting, you could play a perfect game. A quarterback can go in there and he can be 30 for 30. You know, and have a QBR of 200 or however high your QBR could be, where QBRs go. It's something you could have did better. Hey, you could have got to this read a little bit quicker. Even though you had a perfect completion rate, there's something you can always do better. You can go in a game and on every play that you've been a part of, like 60 snaps, you could have done something productive on all 60 snaps. And there is something that you could do better.
Oh no, make no mistake.
That's how you're conditioned. That's how you stay hungry.
Right.
That's just what it is. And I like that about Coach Smart, because as good as you played against a good up and coming South Carolina team, there's always something you can do better.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to rub it into Richard LeCount's face, but I mean, I think I would play that play. The Tua play time and time and time and time and time and time and time again, you know, just to remind you, I don't care how good you think you are, this can happen to you. Until we're standing there holding that title trophy, this can happen to you, right? All right? And so I will say also with Georgia, one of the questions has already been started to be answered for me. Georgia was going to be – I was curious, Hugh, had they really ascended, you know, the number one recruiting class last year, maybe the number one again this year, we said had they gotten to Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson where they could reload – on defense, they lost all of that talent, and yet you look at what they've done with DeAndre Baker and Monty Rice, DeAndre Walker and Rochester and Ledbetter, and this team, they looks like J.R. Reed. It looks like they have reloaded on defense. And they, for all of what they lost, the Carters and Roquans and everybody of the world, that team defensively, we knew their offense was going to be great. That team defensively looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, there's guys stepping up like Jonathan Ledbetter, guys in the middle, the guys that – You talk about some of the veterans that were there, the Roquan Smiths and guys like that left the legacy. That's what they're trying to build there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that Coach Smart is trying to build there, John, is a legacy and have pride in being a Georgia Bulldog. And that's probably why the biggest reason why he reached back and brought back some of the alumni. A lot of the alumni still come up there and hang out because they want to see what it means to be a Georgia Bulldog. That's a big thing now, John. That's a huge thing. To have great players, especially all the great players that came through that program, to come back and kind of teach these young men what it is to be a dog.
Yeah, and so the Georgia Bulldogs now face Middle Tennessee. That's that schedule. Are you looking forward to the UMass game later in the year? I know you are, aren't you?
I'm gonna go to that one. I'm tailgating for that one.
The UMass
game?
That's
probably the only one I'd be able to get a ticket for.
When it's 35-0 in the first quarter, what are you gonna do? Leave?
I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave at halftime empty way.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.